Books on Tape presents To the Last Man, a novel of the First World War, by Jeffrey M. Shara, read by Paul Michael. There must be no course but to fight it out. Every position must be held to the last man. There must be no retirement. With our backs to the wall and believing in the justice of our cause, each one of us must fight on to the end. Field Marshal Sir Douglas Haig, Commander-in-Chief, British Expeditionary Force, April 12, 1918. To the reader. No conflict in human history has brought about greater change to our world than the First World War. In no other war were so many nations so transformed, from the borders drawn on maps to the rulers whose empires fell to dust. In no other war was the horror so utterly surprising and so graphically visible to the entire world. And in no other war did the outcome so completely pave the way for an even more tragic war that would follow only two decades later. As the 20th century dawned, philosophers and social scientists were trumpeting the arrival of the modern age, a breathless optimism that the thundering stampede of new technology would radically improve the quality of life for people the world over. Overlooked was that human nature had not evolved along with its machines. Humanity's worst instincts for conquest, domination, aggression, jealousy, and barbaric cruelty would become plainly evident. The killing machines had improved as well. It might be best that I describe this book by defining what it is not. This is not a comprehensive blow-by-blow history of the First World War.